Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up whatever you have. Where are you at?
Oh, we're at Walmart today. Another fine adventure coming to you from Walmart. I enjoyed Panera Bread a lot more last week than Walmart, but it is what it is. What are you going to do?
Well, the only positive thing, we won't get fire whistles.
This is true. This is true. So, there you go. And I'm killing two birds with a stone, unless that's politically incorrect anymore. But
John, everything that you say is politically incorrect anymore.
Anyway, I'm trying to do that. So Lisa's grocery shopping while I'm doing the podcast. So there you go.
Yeah, no matter what you say or do, you're going to be in trouble for it.
I'm offending somebody, I suppose.
100%. We have become the most sensitive nation on the planet. That's all I can say. Country on the planet. Don't you agree?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Let's go something sad. Did you hear me being the biggest of the Star Wars fans on the show? Did you see that David Prowse passed away? You know who he is?
Yes, he was the actor that actually did the action for Darth Vader. Obviously,
yes.
Not the voice. The voice is James Earl Jones. But, yeah, he did the actor inside the suit.
So. Absolutely. So, him wearing that major big suit and that bulky suit, he looked more of a fighter than what our boy Luke Skywalker did.
Well.
Yeah, but he passed away. He was 85 years old. So, God bless him. And we lost Darth Vader, John.
Yeah, but, I mean, to me and probably the most of the Star Wars universe, the voice of Darth Vader is Darth Vader. So, James Earl Jones is really Darth Vader to me.
But, okay, you know. Well, I just wanted to give him his props. He did all the work and
James got the credit.
Yeah, so it ain't that the American way, John. All you cast members do all the work, and Money Grubbing Bob Iger reaps all the rewards.
There you go.
So. And speaking of that, John, did you hear another 4,000 of your brethren are going to be laid off?
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly what segments that's coming from and stuff like that, because I know operations is pretty much back up and running. You know, that's all the attractions and stuff. And then obviously us bus drivers, the last of even the part-time bus drivers were called back last week. So almost all the bus drivers are back. And then rumor has it, this is just speculation that I heard, that possibly the trams will be operating again here in a couple of weeks, probably for the holidays. So that's another 40 or 50, I think it was more like 100 cast members that would be brought back for that. So, I mean, I'm not sure where those layoffs are coming from, but they're not... as far as I know, it just confuses me as to what they are. They must still be like the people in shows and stuff like that, I'm thinking. So.
Well, the other thing I think, John, is I think it's a lot of – what I'm worried about is it's a lot of people with tenure that they're using this excuse to get rid of them so they can drop the salaries of a lot of employees and hire new people is what I'm thinking.
It might be scary. But honestly, Doug, the top out for a lot of hourly employees is not that much more than the people that that start. I mean, I'm working with bus drivers that have been with the company for several years, and they're probably topped out at $19 an hour. So,
hey, dude, the way Money Grubbing Bob looks at it, $19 an hour, if so, he can get somebody to do it for $15 an hour for the same job for 10,000 people, he's looking at gas for his yacht.
Yeah, well.
You know,
yeah,
we don't look at it. I mean, John, the way they, you know, with the nickel and diamond going around, you wouldn't think, oh, what's 25 cents a beer, but you know what I'm saying? That's where it all adds up. Look what they did to ESPN. Trey Wingo got cut. Trey Wingo's been with ESPN for I don't even know how many years, and they cut him. They cut like 4,000. They cut many. I think it was 4 from ESPN too, John.
Yeah.
I just think they're using this COVID deal to cut a lot of people that they wanted going to begin with.
Yeah,
and not just Disney. I think a lot of companies are doing the same thing. They're cutting people, as they call it, cutting the fat to get rid of anybody with tenure, school teachers, stuff like that, so they can hire, you know, where it's less of benefits and stuff. It's not just that, John. If you can get rid of some of the older cast members, it's less on your health insurance if you're younger.
Yeah, and I mean, and certainly it's not certainly just Disney. I mean, Disney's done it. I mean, Universal's done it. SeaWorld's done it. And we have to face facts, Doug. The theme park industry is a low paying job to begin with. I mean, I'm at the high end of the scale as an hourly employee out there, and you know, in most places I'd be making a pittance. So yeah, the jobs that are cut are probably not those beginning or those hourly jobs. I'm thinking they're a lot of salary jobs.
Probably a lot of the middle of the road.
Middle management.
Bob Iger's assistants that are up there making money. People like that. Let me kick you out and get another one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You turned 50 this year. We're going to bring in a bunch of 20-year-olds to pay half the salary in corporate America. I mean, yeah. I'm not just saying it's in the parks. I'm just saying it's cast members. It's companies to begin with, and I think we hold Disney to a higher standard, because when I think of an American-made company that I'm proud of, Disney would be at the top of the list, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
So that's why I think we get more offended by when they do low-down, dirty things than we do with other companies, is my point. We expect it for everybody else, but not Disney, even though it happens, but it just seems worse when it comes from Disney. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's kind of like when your sister farts, I guess.
Yeah. Well, no, let me put it to you this way. You don't mind if your sister does, but when your wife does, that would offend you. You know? So, in my house, that has never happened. You follow me? So, your sister does it, it's funny.
You would be absolutely horrified if it did.
So. Yes. Your sister does it, it's funny. A girl you're trying to date does it, it's... What is that? So...
Yeah, there's the man down double standard right there. That's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. But anywho, how we got there, you'll never know. That's what you get when you listen to this stupid little show.
Yeah, that's what happens.
No, thinking of stupid, did you see that Mike Tyson-Roy Jones Jr. fight?
No, I haven't had a chance. Actually, all I did yesterday was catch up on The Mandalorian, proud to say. So, thank you very much.
You have spoken.
Yes. This is the way.
But we'll go back to that real quick. But I mean, Tyson won every round, and they gave the because I went through a video of it this morning and some of the reviews. But Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. I thought it was going to be a farce, as it was, and it really was. It for everybody saying, and from what I seen the couple of videos, it was a rigged fight. And go figure, rigged fight, John.
Yeah.
You know, Tyson, I think, could have knocked him out whenever he wanted to, and he let him hang around for the whole fight. So, thank God I didn't spend any money on that, John. I lost too much money on Tyson's fights over the years with the 30-second knockouts.
Well, see, that's the thing, Doug. At least wrestling admits it's fake. Boxing never will, so, you know.
Yeah, well, those fights weren't fake because those guys were, you know, the stars. But the ones that you could say were suspicious is the ones that would go the distance, and you knew who won, but the guy who they wanted to win was still standing, yes. So they would give it to him.
Yeah, I've seen some of them, and it doesn't make any sense at all. The judges obviously were something happened here. So
yeah, they were paid off. But yep. Anywho, I watched that. So you watched The Mandalorian?
Yes, I did. Yes, I caught up. I'm very proud of myself. So watched them on breaks during the week. So.
And what's Baby Yoda's name now?
Gorgo,
ain't it? Ain't it
Gorgo? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It's funny. As soon as I heard it, it went right back out of my mind. So.
My wife goes, "Isn't that my?" Because my wife thought it was Yoda as a baby. You know, as a real. She thought it was a real Yoda. It's Grogu. His real name, and I kept telling her, "Honey, that's Grogu." She goes, "Ain't that Baby Yoda?" I said, "Yeah, well, that's what we all called it." But because of me calling him Baby Yoda all the time, because she don't watch the show, she assumed it was Yoda becoming a.
That's what everybody assumed at the beginning, but that just didn't fit in the timeline. So then that demolished that thought. But then I like better what the Mandalorian just calls him, "Hey kid."
Yeah,
so that works for me.
Even me, because, you know, I watched all the movies, John, so I knew he wasn't real Baby Yoda, but I like to call him Baby Yoda. I knew he was a descendant of Yoda is what I figured.
Yeah, well, according to, like, the Star Wars lore, the Star Wars canon, there's only been two of those creatures until this character came along. It was Yoda, and then there was supposed to be a female version of him somewhere in the Jedi Council that we never really saw, but they did talk about her. And so that's the only two that have even been mentioned in Star Wars. And then this is the third one. So they're very, endangered?
Yes.
I guess.
They're on the endangered species list.
Yes, no doubt. Whatsoever.
I hope that's politically correct, John. Do we defend anybody with that?
I don't know. How politically incorrect was it for the child or Gorgo or whatever
Grogu.
His name is to be eating those unfertilized eggs in that one? That one's just terrible.
It's good though. Maybe he'll find the other female and they'll populate the country. Maybe Disney can get them at the Animal Kingdom and breed them.
Breeding with a sentient being, I don't know if it's an appropriate word.
Well, I'm saying that they can find the female Baby Yoda.
And put them in Animal Kingdom. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I know, we're politically incorrect all over the place here. What?
Yeah, that one might be.
Well, what is it? What is he? Is he? He's not human.
Yeah, but he's a human. He's an intelligent species, and
well, he don't talk, so he hasn't talked yet.
He's a child. So.
He has to talk soon. He could move things, but he can't. They have to get him talking soon, John.
Yeah, I would think that's coming. So
I hope
he does
so.
Know his name. He does know his name, and he listens to The Mandalorian, although half the time.
Yeah. So. Well, he better speak English out after all the time he spent with The Mandalorian.
Yeah, Yoda spoke English, though,
yes.
I imagine. So.
He spoke very slow English.
Or basic, or whatever it is in Star Wars world. So.
No, but it's been very good. I liked the last episode was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked the last episode, and I liked seeing Ahsoka again. But I really enjoyed the one before it with Carl Weathers and the
Gina
wrestling.
Carano?
Yeah, that one was really enjoyable, and I saw it was directed by Carl Weathers, so it was really cool. So
yeah, Gina Carano fits the warrior version, don't she? I wouldn't mess with her, dude.
Yeah. And it's interesting we're going to see her again because I don't know if she picked up the shield or not, but obviously she's probably thinking about going back to the jet or to the rebel cause and stuff. So it's pretty cool. So.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing where they take this. Yeah, I have. You know as well as I do that this is going to end up being some kind of movie.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think if they're going to do one, they're hopefully waiting until the COVID's over.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, with all these stars like Rosario Dawson, I can't think the dude from Deadwood. What the heck's his name? Being the sheriff in that town or whatever the heck he was. They keep bringing all these stars. Eventually, just like The Sopranos said, we got to go get paid. You know, I know Disney Plus isn't paying them a gazillion dollars for these shows, the actors.
No, but I bet you they're doing okay.
Well, they're doing good, but you know the greed, John. Greed is good, they say. They're going to have to want to get the movie money once everything is cleaned up.
Yeah.
Or they'll make a movie like they did with Mulan and make you pay $30 for it.
Yeah, that might be a possibility, mm-hmm. too. So.
Oh, you heard it here first. Just like I said, they were going to get Wi-Fi for free. They're going to stream that. They're going to charge you for that, John. I'll tell you what, John. I lost another game by less than a point again in fantasy. Ain't I having a good year?
You are on a roll.
Yeah, I mean, I've lost in every league, but I've lost five times in my league, in these couple leagues I'm in, by less than a point. Five different times, and I've lost by less than 3 points like eight times, I think it is, John.
Oof.
It's been a crazy, crazy year. But how'd you do last week? Do you even know?
I believe I won.
Yeah.
So.
You're just so so cocky about it.
Well, I have to be in this league because in my other one, I told you I had Christian McCaffrey, and I don't think I've won more than one game this year. So, yeah, that stupid number one pick, it just does not work out well.
Hey, John, guess what? They did a score correction. I actually won last week in our league.
Look at you.
Hey, I'm peeing and moaning over here, and I won by less than a half a point. I beat Duckburg Ducks, our buddy Nate. He got 88.04, and I got 88.48. And I was losing by just the same amount the opposite way. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah. Apparently, our buddy Aaron Ryan has quit altogether because I beat him 106.34 to 26.4.
Oh my God, that was a gimme. We got, hey Aaron, you need to put your team in, buddy. Especially when you're playing John. Evan, man, I'd write him a letter, John, about how bad he beat your wife last week. It's not nice. He don't know any better. I'm gonna probably let her win this week, John, just for you.
You're going to do that for me?
Yes. But anyway, so Evan beat her 142 to 104. Our buddy Mr. Watts actually won another game. Bangers and Mash won 135 and beat our buddy Tommy 109. So Tommy had a one-week comeback. Pat is on a roll. I think Pat's won five in a row, our buddy over at the Mickey Dudes. Yeah, he's won five in a row. He's gotten healthy. He had a bad start with a lot of injuries. He beat our Mr. Hamilton 129 to 109. Monorail Bob beat your son, little JJ. He beat him 99 to 83. And then, like I said, I won, John, 88 to 88. I won by 0.40, 4 points.
Look at you. You kicked it in. So
yeah,
sweet.
Horrible score. But anyway, your wife Lisa right now, she beat me 23.2 to 15 this week, John.
Yeah, well, she's leading.
Yeah, she had that stinking Amari Cooper in there.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was wonderful. The Washington football team, dude, beat the Cowboys on Turkey Day. That made the weekend start off good. Last week, my Eagles, don't they look like a garbage bunch? Garbage Pail Kids?
Doug, I would say that's the class of the worst division in football.
Oh,
right,
my
now.
God,
that,
dude.
That NFC East is just, that's a dumpster fire. It's horrible. So.
Well, the sad part is the other three teams, at least the Cowboys lost their quarterback. The other two teams are totally in rebuilding. We're just sitting here with an idiot defensive coordinator and a quarterback that has lost his mind. But I blame the defensive coordinator more than anything, because as soon as any time we get any kind of positive drive, take the lead, you know the very next drive, this idiot's going to allow him to run right down the field and take the lead back. You follow me?
Yeah, and Carson Wentz may have to go see a sports psychologist over the summer, over the winter. He's just not looking like his mind's right now.
This part of the show is being brought to you by the Adventures of Carmen and Brian over at YouTube channel. But you're 100% right that he needs help. But I think a lot of his problems is, first of all, we've started like 15 different offensive lines. The guy's reminding me of David Carr right now because he's been hit so many times. But I also think the problem is the way our defense stinks so bad, and people would have to watch the games to understand what I'm saying about the defense. It ain't like we're giving up 40 points a game. But the problem is we never stop anybody. We allow teams – like, they would score 40 points a game if we didn't let them slowly kill us, if you understand what I'm saying, John. We just let them drive the ball down the field 10 yards at a time, John. You know, we just let them keep throwing underneath, and they drive down and score. We don't stop any. The only time we stop the other team is if the quarterback on the other team throws three bad balls, or the receiver drops the ball. It ain't like we're ever making a play on defense.
Yeah, that's the big thing. You know, you can come in from doing something in the middle of the beginning of the second quarter, and if you see a football game and it's 21-0, and if two of those plays were big bombs down the field where the defender fell down and scored, and then one was an interception for a touchdown against your team, you can accept it because those were kind of fluke plays. And, you know, that there's a good chance that that's just not going to happen the rest of the game. But when all three of those were drives where it was 5, 10, 8 yards for, you know, 20, 25 plays to get down the field, then you're feeling bad because they're not only winning the game, but they're handling that game time and that game clock and everything else, and they're just beating you with small cuts.
Absolutely. And that, I'd rather give up the big play, John, and have it over.
Yes, absolutely. But because that can be one player that fell. You know what I mean?
So. Or just get it over with and give me the ball back so I can go score.
Yeah,
but
it just
seems like we're constantly trying to take the lead back. We never get the only time we get a three and out is, like I said, if the other team screws up. We are pretty good against the run. The only problem we have against the run is if we have a running quarterback, because this team gets killed with misdirection. Last week they jumped off sides 4 times. You can't have stupid. It's undisciplined, if you follow me. But we'll stop them on first down run. We'll stop them on second down run. Then we'll give up the 3rd and 10 like every single time.
Yeah.
It's just, he's pathetic. When he blitzes, he'll blitz a guy from 80 yards off the ball and think he's going to get there in time. Now, everything is – it's horrible. And my quarterback – it seems like our quarterback constantly feels like he has to score on every single drive. And when you feel the pressure of that, I think it hurts you. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, that's what Jameis Winston's biggest problem was, and he could never get over the fact. And Jameis Winston could never give up on a play. Instead of taking the sack or throwing the ball out of bounds or throwing the ball way out of reach of anybody, he would try to punch it in somewhere where it didn't belong and get an interception, and a lot of times get an interception for a touchdown. And as a professional quarterback, at some point you have to realize not every play is going to work out to perfection.
The other team does guess right too once. Yes. They do call the right defense.
And you have to accept that, and he never could. He never could.
Well, that's the problem we're having, because our quarterback, first of all, the other team leads time of possession like gazillion. It's like 60% every game, and we always feel like we're chasing. It's just been an ugly season. And your football team lost a hard game last week.
Yeah, that was a close one to the Rams. So, you know, it was disappointing. And that one stung a little more than the Saints game, because that was a close one, and they had a decent chance and still couldn't pull it out. So, yeah, I think it's – I don't know it. I'm a fan of Tom Brady, and I'm happy he's here. But at the same point, I almost wish they would have just chased a younger guy that would have been able to had a chance to build a team around and stuff. Because as good as even if Tom Brady could pull this season out and get a Super Bowl or something, I know he's not going to be here in 2 years. So I mean, it just seems kind of a waste to me.
But. No, it's either a win or nothing is what it has to be.
Yeah. They put all their chips on the table, and I just don't know if it's going to pay off. So.
No, and the thing that drives me the nuttiest is I still don't understand what Antonio Brown is doing on that football team.
Yeah, I don't get that either. So.
No, and I'm not trying to pick on whoever or whatever. He's just a terrible, terrible human being, dude. And he's like Schleprock. He brings bad luck to wherever he goes. You follow? I just don't like the man. I really don't. And
yeah,
I know everybody says – that I do not want him here. I was actually happy when Tio left. I don't like me players, John. It's just not who I am.
There's a lot of terrible, terrible players in the people, maybe not players, but people in the NFL. There's no doubt. No one in any professional sport. There's just a lot of really, really bad people that get away with a lot because of who they are.
And even T.O., like, he was a phenomenal football player, and he never really got in trouble. He never hurt nobody. I just got annoyed with him, like, putting his workout bench on the front yard and lifting weights and stuff. It's like, dude, stop. And the thing that bothered me with it is I would have liked it more if he said, yeah, I did it on purpose. But he's sitting there saying that he just felt like working out in the sun there, and that's where it drew all the attention. He put him – yeah, I mean, okay, dude, you understand what I'm saying? Don't lie to me afterwards. Like, I'd have been more behind it. I'd have laughed at it if he'd have said he did it on purpose. But he's sitting there saying –
I just wanted the women to see my muscles.
Yeah, he's saying that the sun wasn't out in the back, so I put the bench press out right in his front yard, dude, so everybody could see him and interview him. It just – I don't know. But, no, I would not like Antonio Brown because he's allegedly and has done a lot of terrible things. So,
you know, and me and Lisa were talking about that the other day, Doug. Somebody like Ricky Williams, who, as far as I know, has never done any type of violence or hurt anybody.
No, never hurt a soul. Like, he even went.
But he loved dope. He loved smoking some weed. But that's the worst thing he ever did. But he can't play in the NFL. But people that abuse women and beat up everybody else, they're allowed to. And it's
sad, dude.
It's not a football mentality. That's just a problem with our country is why is weed so horrible? And believe me, I don't smoke because I can't, obviously, and I really never have wanted to anyway.
Me
but
either.
Why is that so horrible, but yet a violence against other people is deemed appropriate at times?
Well,
I don't get it.
It's excusable. And so. This is a G show, so we'll stay a little – I won't go crazy on this, but – what he did, and I don't think it's G anymore, so we'll see about that.
We're PG-13.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't been over this rated on the iTunes world yet. But the thing that he said with that was he used that for the pain of playing football, and he thought that was more natural than putting amphetamines in the stuff that the doctors would prescribe. He never understood that. He thought that was more addicting than what he was doing, if you understand what I'm saying. Because after he retired, he's gone on missions. He's actually donates. He's a very good – he's a good guy. And he said he don't even smoke nowhere near the amount that he did playing. It was to get him through the games, and he thought that was healthier for him than actual designer drugs. And I kind of in some ways agree with him.
Well, and the fact is, I mean, people who do smoke a lot of weed for the most part are – that's what they're going to do. The painkiller addiction is, to me, I mean,
the worst. One of the worst things on the planet.
Yep. I mean, it's a much bigger issue.
Absolutely. So. I got dental work done, and I asked the dentist. He gave me like 30 pain pills. I'm like, I could take a Motrin. I don't need all this. Like, but they get paid, and that's how they make their money. And they're money grubbing Bob Igers. You know what I'm saying? That's all about.
Worse than that. Holy cow, the pain clinics that opened here about 7 years ago, you'd come down the turnpike on the way to Disney World, and there would be billboards for pain clinics all you had to do was set up an appointment, go make the appointment, tell the doctor that you had a back problem and you were getting a prescription. And Florida was a horrible place for that. So, they're a lot worse than Bob Iger.
I'm just kidding with you. I'm just saying it's all about the bottom dollar, the money. That's what I'm saying.
They're harsh.
They don't care about you. It's about they want to make money. But anywho, football was crazy this week. It's sad for me. I had my sugar plum wine that I love so much. You know, tough guys drink sugar plum wine, John.
That's what I've heard.
They had the one wine that I actually really enjoy to drink, John. One of the flavors. I do enjoy other wines. We belong to the wine club here at Heritage. But my favorite is this sugar plum. It's a red wine. It's very good. It's smooth. I've given it to 4 or 5 different people, and everybody loves it. I give it to because it's not super sweet either, John. It's a very smooth wine. Here are the figures. The one wine that I finally like, the sugar plums were bad this year, so they had to stop producing. I can't get it no more. I had to go find it. I went on a search. I found a case at one store. I went to like 5 different stores, and we finally found a case of it, John. But ain't that sad? Ain't that my luck, John, you know?
Oh, you tough guy. I can see Doug now kind of like Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger looking for that last toy. He's jumping around all these liquor stores and looking for his sugar plums.
Yep. So. The guy goes, I said, do you have any? The last store I went to was my actual liquor store because we went to the winery first and then worked our way at the liquor stores on the way back. We went to my liquor store and he had 11 bottles on the shelf and he goes, he goes, yeah, we have some. I said, get a box. He goes, you want all? I said, I want them all. I bought all 11 bottles, John.
So you really are that child on Christmas Eve with visions of sugar plums.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. John, real men drink sugar plum. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
Yep. But no, I really enjoy that wine. When I come down, I'll have to give you a try. I'll have to bring a bottle with me.
Yeah, you can give me some, but I don't think I'm going to enjoy it all that much.
You don't like red wine?
I love red wine, but I don't like sweet wines at all, so.
I think you'll like this one, John.
We'll see.
Have I ever stared you wrong yet?
Not on that type of stuff, but, I mean, just because you love it doesn't mean I'm going to love it.
I'm not saying you will because I love it. I just know good stuff, John, and you'll like it.
Okay, all right.
It's smooth, John. It's like me, smooth.
All right, Billy D.
Yeah, it's smooth, baby. Yeah. Anywho, you want to get into some Disney news, John?
Sure.
Besides the poor employees being laid off. Oh, this is good. Voices of Liberty return to Epcot, John. How awesome's that?
Yeah, that's really, really great. It's nice to see. So the 2020 International Festival of Holiday is underway with a refreshed entertainment lineup for the season. Mickey and Friends Cavalcades have been decked out for Christmas. That's cool, and that's actually something that I really enjoy seeing and something we talked about last week that I hope they keep around because it's really cool walking around World Showcase and they come through. Voices of Liberty return for the holiday singing traditional songs and carols. This is a shame note. Same show that previously took place inside the Rotunda. The group is appearing for 6 shows per day at the American Gardens Theater. That would be in the American Adventure Pavilion. Beginning at 12:35
Is that
PM.
No, wait, John, is that in America? Or
I believe
is that
it is.
Just a World Showcase? Or did that begin with the American Theater? Is it called the American Theater?
American Gardens Theater.
Okay, I was just making sure, John, because we've heard rumors that that isn't in that country. From somebody. I don't want to mention names, John.
Never. Also appearing in the American Gardens Theater is Mariachi Cobre performing their holiday show that usually takes place in the Mexico Pavilion. Their 6 shows begin at 1 p.m. For the special performance, the group is joined by dancers to tell holiday stories. Inside the World Showplace, you can see gospel group Joyful, and Santa Claus himself will be making a trip to World Showcase Promenade each day. So, yeah, that would be cool if you hang out for about an hour in America. You could see both Voices of Liberty and the mariachi band do the Mexican Christmas song. So that would be a good, well worth an hour of your time sitting there listening to Christmas songs. So.
The thing I do like is the mariachi band being up on stage with the dancers and all. I think that makes it even a better show because they got more room to do a show.
And you can more people can see. So.
Yeah. Because where they perform over Mexico, they're awesome, but they get so bottled up. They don't really have a stage that they perform on over there, John. You know,
I wish they could. What I wish they could do in Mexico is in hindsight, but if they would have thought about it, is to make the entrance to the Mexican pavilion to the side, and then make that front a stage area.
Yeah,
because that's almost the perfect height for a stage area for some performers to come out and do a show. So.
Absolutely, or even down in where they have the, like, I call it the what is, well, now I don't even know what I call it. What is the place, the audit, what is the place to call where you used to go see the stars?
The stars.
You used to go in, there's one here in Philadelphia where you would go in, Planetarium.
Planetarium.
Yeah, okay. It reminds me of a planetarium in there with the sky and everything else
that. Yeah, yeah, now I see what you're saying.
Yeah, if they'd have put like even a stage inside there, like a balcony style stage upstairs where they would sing and perform over top the market, like they were out on one of the buildings with the stage being built, the balconies being built out.
Yeah, that would be cool too, but the problem with that is that pavilion is the one that you walk past and you have to wait in line to get into.
Yeah.
And do you know why?
Was it at
it's not
tequila
it's not
place.
Not the Mexican boat ride. It's the tequila bar.
La Cava Tequila.
Yep. Yep.
They need to. They, I don't know why they don't make a bigger place for that. When after this pandemic and everything's over, they should build out the side there just for La Cava.
Oh, absolutely. That was one place they built that they had no idea was going to blow up like it has.
No.
I mean, that place is incredibly popular. So, you have to wait in line to get in the Mexico Pavilion. And then, like, I would say 80% of the line goes towards La Cava de la Tequila, and everybody else meanders into the store. And, like, why did I have to wait in that line? I didn't want tequila.
No, if they ever had a place that needs an outside patio, it's that.
No kidding. No kidding.
You know? So, tour of the Holiday Kitchens and Menus. We kind of went through this already, John. Are you excited to head over and grab some of these?
Yes. Yeah, we looked through some of them, and I was more excited about that than the offerings for the Food and Wine Festival. So, yeah, absolutely. Very excited to get over there and try some of this stuff. So, yeah, me and Lisa got to try to get out there at least once before Christmas. And it's just, unfortunately, with my job situation and everything right now, it's hard to schedule anything. And then on top of that, it's been highs in the 84 to 87 range in the last 2 weeks. So it really hasn't felt like, I realize I live in Florida, I've been used to it for a long time, but I still like it a little cool.
You're crying.
So, yeah, well, it's hard to buy a Christmas tree when it's 84 degrees, to me anyway. So, but we're supposed to actually cool off tomorrow. So, yeah, I think on Tuesday we have highs in the 50s. So.
Yeah, well, it's been 60 degrees up here, John.
Yeah, it's been real warm up there. I saw bits of the parade on Thanksgiving, and it looked warm in New York. So.
Now, speaking of that, did you, not the parade, but did you see the Disney special on Thanksgiving night? They showed an enhanced preview of Ratatouille. I'm really looking forward to it, John.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about that forever. So, yes, I'm very much looking forward to Ratatouille. But I, like we said, I guess they're waiting until 2021 to bring that out. So.
Yep, that's what they said, beginning of 2021. So, I don't know, John. I'm looking forward to seeing what you actually try over here, because a lot of these meals really look good, so...
Yeah, and they have more offerings this year, and more than, and, you know, I'm sure the turkey and the ham and stuff in America is good, but that's basically the stuff that we always eat, so it's interesting to try some of this international fare. So.
Well, even at the Italian Pavilion, or what's it called this year, the Tuscany Pavilion, like, even the flatbread pizza looks good, John. It gives you two slices for $8.50 with the mozzarella, Asiago, and Parmesan. I would like to try that, and no matter how bad it is, you can always eat a piece of pizza. Am I wrong?
I've had one that I couldn't eat.
Well,
Star Sports. But
you get what I'm saying. For the You got to really screw it up to have a bad piece of pizza, a horrible piece of pizza. There's bad, but not to get horrible. You have to work at that, I think.
Have you ever made a frozen pizza back when, well, I actually did it just a couple of years ago, but especially back when you were in your 20s or something and weren't thinking about it, you put a frozen pizza in the oven and you realize you didn't take the cardboard out from underneath it, and you cut it and you actually get a slice of the cardboard with the pizza. That's what the one from All Star Music tasted like.
No, I believe that. I can honestly say I've never done that, John, but I could see how easy it would be. I always used to eat Elio's, so they had no cardboard under it, so I never bought whole pies as a kid. I always bought Dude, do you remember in high school, and it's horrible, like, I get Elio's every once in a while because I get nostalgia just to try it, and then I can't believe I used to like that crap. But there was nothing better than at school when you get the Elio's pizza and the order of fries with it, John.
We had the square, the rectangle pizzas with the little cubes of pepperoni on them.
Yep.
So, yep. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it kind of was square. That's what Elio's are. They're square. They're kind of cut like what's the thick Italian pizza called? I'm losing my mind today. Anyway, they were in squares, not triangles, our pizza.
Oh, okay. Yeah, ours were...
That's what Elio's is. You never had Elio's?
I don't think so.
Well, Elio's are in squares.
Yeah.
So,
now the ones I loved as a kid was the Stouffer's French bread pizza.
That's what I still eat to this day, John Stouffer's.
I still like those.
Yep.
And those are actually a hell of a good deal. So.
They are. Dude, I have the pizza stone. You throw them on the pizza stone, it even takes them to another level.
Yeah. They're still dang good pizzas.
But no, anyway, I would get the Ilios and order of fries, dude. I was in heaven. The only thing I was pissed about is all they sold was milk in school. Like, what was that
Yes.
about until I was, like, in high school? I mean, in middle of high school, it was always milk. All we could get is white milk or chocolate milk.
Yeah, and milk and pizza, that's not
No.
a good combination.
So I used to sneak a can of soda into school with me
Of
for
course you did.
lunch. Yeah, you gotta have a soda or water at least with a pizza. You can't have milk.
I guess that's better than sneaking a beer in.
No. Well, yeah, well, come on, John. I'm not a criminal like you. But I'll tell you what, this pasta, the Sanchetti a la, what is it, Basacala? The four cheese mini beggar purse filled with sweet sausage, caramelized onions, pancetta, and creamy mushrooms with a creamy sauce. That looks really good, John. It's nice to see them not just have a ravioli here.
Yes, indeed. So, and it's nice in Germany not to just see a bratwurst on a pretzel roll.
Exactly. It's nice to actually see them, you know, change up some things here. So when do you plan on going out to Epcot?
It would probably be a couple of weeks. My schedule is in flux right now because of my test dates and my new schedule after I pass the DOT test. And yeah, so it's, yeah, I have no idea, honestly. So.
Yeah, they had the American holiday table. I mean, all these meals look really, really good, John. I'm excited to hear about what you finally do get when you go. Oh, maybe one day after work you could sneak over and grab something for lunch, John, or late
it
dinner.
It really depends because my new schedule is going to have me working probably noon till 8:30. And so, nope, I don't think any of the parks would be open by the time I got out to the car and got over there. So.
Well, that ain't the worst schedule, but it ain't the best. I know you're like me. You like to get up early.
Yeah, I'm hoping the actual bid lines and stuff came out, and that's where we can bid on the different schedules and stuff like that. But out of 1,552 bus drivers, I'm 1,551. So I don't think I'm going to have that good of a bid chance. So.
That's sad. Hopefully a lot of these guys prefer to drive at night because of the heat.
I'm going with that. I'm going with some of them don't want to. There's a couple of places where you have to park far away from your bus and make a long walk and all that. No, that's the least of my worries. So, you know, especially sitting all day, a nice walk in the morning, a nice walk in the afternoon would be fine with me. So stretch your legs a little bit. So, yeah, that's the other fear I have. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of bus drivers are, well, maybe not the most fit people in the world. So
well, Ralph Cramden.
Yeah, I gotta watch myself. So,
yeah, you have to. I think you build up gut and butt muscle.
Exactly.
That's so. What it is. It's all muscle, as my uncle used to say. I had a heavy set uncle. It was all muscle, John.
All muscle.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't heavy set. He just had that beer. He had that belly that it was a barrel, and it was like a rock. You know what I'm saying? It's all muscle.
Yeah,
you say. It was all fat, Unc.
That's the worst place to carry it too.
Yep.
So.
Latest unexpected Disney Springs capacity closures. They're getting close to overloading Disney Springs now, John.
Yeah. I think that probably Friday or maybe even yesterday they had to close the garages because of capacity there. And on Thanksgiving Day itself, what do you out of the four parks, Doug? What do you think they got to? How many thousands of people got into all? If you added all four together, how many?
Let me guess. I'll say 70,000.
You're really close. 60,000.
Oh, I'm
so,
pretty good.
Yeah,
I was trying to add what they normally get, deducting the percentages, and that's what I came up with. I went over. I'd have lost the price of right, but I didn't do too bad.
Yeah, just so you know, a busy day, not a packed day, but a busy day at Pirates before COVID, at Magic Kingdom, just at Magic Kingdom, a busy day out there was 67. So that's how many fewer people they're restricting to getting into the parks now. So
yeah, so they're a quarter capacity. You know,
about
one,
that, yeah,
yep.
Yeah, right, currently.
All so. Four parks is... The Magic that night that we were at the Magic Kingdom, me and Brenda, there was like 170,000 there.
Yeah, I believe it. There were some nights it was absolutely pandemonium.
Dude, I've been down. I know I'm like a broken record with this, but me and her have been down there during like around the 4th, around Christmas, around every holiday. But that week, it was nothing special that week. It was just ridiculous that weekend. I had never seen anything like that Saturday, dude. And my wife kept saying, let's just stay home and chill. I had to go. The Disney drug was right down the street, and I had to go get it, John.
And the Uber drivers were telling you, you don't want to go.
No, yeah, dude. Right. And I'm not being smart here. The guy could barely speak English, but all he kept saying, no go to Magic Kingdom, he's trying to tell me. Like, he got out telling me exactly, and he said it like a few times. You really crowded, he goes, really crowded. You want to go Magic Kingdom? I'm like, yes. He goes, very, very crowded. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. It's all I could understand, and I still didn't listen to the man.
Yep. And he knew what he was talking about. So.
Yes. And anywho, International Air Transport Association developing digital health pass to reopen international air travel without quarantine. So they're trying to do whatever they can, John, to get people to the parks and to travel.
Yeah, and the airport slowly, I guess Thanksgiving, the airport started to look a little more normal, but I went out there a couple of months ago to pick my nephew up, and Orlando was a creepy place, the international airport. It was definitely creepy, knowing what it normally looks like and the fact that it was almost empty. So.
Yeah, they said like 3 million people flew this year, and that's down from like a gazillion, I think.
Yeah, a quarter of a gazillion.
Our local radio host, Angelo Cataldi, who I've actually called in to yell at him a few times, if you could believe that. But anyway, he does a nice show. What they used to do every year, he's like, WIP is the number one sports station in the actual United States, believe it or not. More people listen to that talk show, sports talk, than any other. It's big. It's the highest rated show in our area. But anywho, every year they would go to the airport. They would do a greeting show on Thanksgiving Eve to greet everybody coming into the city. They would do the show there. And they couldn't do it this year because of COVID. And they were very sad. But they showed pictures of the airport this year and the airports of the past. And oh, my goodness. It was like night and day, John. It's like I could fly during that now.
Yeah. One of two people in the airplane, so.
No, it was a... It's sad, and the reason I got on him, John, this man, he's in his 60s. He's been here for WIP for like 30 years now. He's been there a long time, and he can't stop saying the R word, John. It's constant.
Okay.
Every time he talks about the Washington football team, he constantly says the R word, and I finally called in, because everybody else keeps yelling at him, you follow me? So I called in a couple times to yell at him, because if he said any other word, he'd be kicked off the air, but that one's okay, so it's supposedly allowed to be said, John.
Yeah.
And it's been proven it's a racial slur. I don't understand why he could continue. He said, I'm old. That's the excuse for to continue to say it. I love that excuse, don't you, John? We got another couple years. We could start using that for everything we say and do wrong.
My mother-in-law does it right now. But I mean, she's terrible about it because she's got a lot of racial tendencies when it comes to a lot of people. And when Lisa gets on her about it, and like, well, that's the way I was raised. I'm a grumpy old lady. You leave me alone. So,
it doesn't make it right, though.
Yep.
But he annoys me. But, yeah, he does this show every year from the airport. And they were showing. There was like, it was sad. It really is sad to see how things have become. Hopefully we can get this turned back around with this vaccine they keep talking about.
I agree.
My Disney Experience digital map update for Magic Kingdom includes new look at the castle and Grand Floridian walkway. John, you got to enjoy that. That was awesome, wasn't it? You did a great job with that video. Makes me want you to do more.
It was a pleasure to walk across, and it was great to hear the boats and just enjoy all that. So, yeah, maybe Doug, at some point after my job situation settles and stuff, maybe in the new year we can start. And, you know, everybody does the attractions and then the rides and the shows and all that stuff. Maybe ours will be just pleasant walks around Walt Disney property.
Yep.
And then I could put that one on there. I could put like our walk from Hollywood Studios to Epcot, you know, and find the great places to go and enjoy a nice peaceful stroll in the morning or in the evening.
And the other thing I wanted you to do, and I'll send you down to help supply it with you a little bit, is I would like you to do we are the Main Street Pub. I'd like you to go get a drink or a specialty drink from some of the bars and pubs and restaurants around property.
Yeah, that would be fun. So, yeah, the only one I can do right now, honestly, is I head over to, occasionally, about every 2 weeks or so, I'll head over to Disney Springs and the Hole in the Wall Bar right next to Raglan Road.
Yeah.
Because why? Because they have a $5 happy hour. I can get a draft right there for $5. So that's the only one I'm hitting right now, because we know how much beer everywhere else costs.
Yeah, I hear you. And it would be, what we'll have to do is maybe once a month or so, we could get you to go grab one of the specialty drinks from, like, over at Jock Lindsay's or something like that. Or,
yeah, that would be fun. I could see us doing that.
Yeah.
Just like we said, a matter of my, especially if I could get some kind of morning shift, you know, where I was off at 4:30 or 5 o'clock, that would be great. So yeah. I doubt it, but the other thing that might work out, because obviously the bid lines don't include weekend or do include weekend, so maybe there is a possibility I could end up with some kind of shift where I'm off at that time, but it would be a Tuesdays and Wednesday or something like that where my days off are, so you know. So.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But that's what I've been wanting you to do for a while now, because of the pub and all. That's the idea I had. So hopefully we can do that. Send you over to our friends at the Wyndham Bar. I mean, the Wyndham. Go sit by their pool and videotape that and have a drink over there. You know what I'm saying? Just do something. I think it would be good for the show. It would be a good little YouTube channel. Do like a 15-minute video. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sounds good.
So this is sad, John. And this is what I was talking about earlier about. I think in some ways they're letting people push out and move aside. I want to know why. I don't understand why Joe Rohde all of a sudden decided to retire, John. I think he decided to retire because he's having some creative differences with what's going on now to what he believes should be going on.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, Joe Rohde had 40 years of career, so if he wants to retire, I mean, doesn't necessarily mean anything happened. So.
Yeah, I truly... I don't know, John, because while the guy was off, he's doing these videos from his home and still loves creating and doing what he does. I mean, this is just my thought. I'm not, I don't know nothing from Adam, but I truly believe that something creatively wise and what's going on with layoffs and things like that, I think he's had enough. And that's just my opinion, because he's a different kind of cat, if you follow me.
Yeah.
And he's 100%. Well, he's always been 100% in to doing the best job he could with the parks.
Yeah, and you know, like I tweeted out, yeah, he's retiring, but I think his earring is gonna hang out at least until next year.
So. Yeah, probably, probably, John. But no, I'm sad that he's gone, John. I think he's He was one of the last of the over the top. Let's do the extra job, in my opinion, of the old school guys. I'm afraid of what the future lies ahead.
No, I'm not. So, I mean, Disney, the Imagineers have never let Disney, well, they've let us down a couple of the situations, but looking at some of the new attractions like Galaxy's Edge and stuff like that, I'm not afraid of what Disney has in store for us.
No, so. I'm just afraid, John. I really am. I'm afraid of, I don't know where, when this comes out the other side, I'm afraid of the price gouging is what I'm going to be afraid of. The Disney, I mean, I have people getting prices right now for All-Stars, and they can't believe how expensive it is for one night at the All-Star.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The Poly Resort, they're doing some major construction to that, John. You see all the, you see dumpsters and cranes and backhoes and front-end loaders. It's, they got a lot going on here.
Yeah, there's a lot of construction going through. They're just walking through there a couple of times. It's all over the place, but mostly over on the other side of the Grand Ceremonial House, you know, towards your Grand Floridian is where most of that construction is.
Yeah, it's saying, here we go. Work is continuing on the refurbishment of the Poly Resort, with crews now clearing the landscape for the arrival area, adding new beams to the rooftop of the Great Ceremonial House, and working on guest room buildings. So there's a lot of work going on the rooftop, the Great Ceremonial House. All the original beams have been removed, and the work is underway to installing new beams. So it's going to look totally different, it looks like, John.
Yeah, they're doing some of that up front in the lobby too. You don't even can't even really walk in through the front lobby right now with the monorail above you and stuff. So yeah, there's a lot of change going on.
I mean, they do have the cross beams, so maybe they are just extending it a little bigger, but we'll see. I know part of that did need a major, it did need an update, so. This won't affect you, John. The Disney Cruise Line has canceled their trips through January 31st, 2021.
Yeah, that's not surprising. I mean, the last thing, honestly, I would want to go on right now is a cruise, even if it was Disney.
Oh. And we'll go to a good thing. Disney Springs extends hours during the holidays, John. So they are trying to give guests a little more time to shop, and maybe they could stagger out some of the crowds if they extend the hours longer.
Yeah, make it a longer day. And I know that Christmas Tree Trail looks like a lot of fun to go hang out on. So.
Well, they're open to 11 p.m. now, which is cool. It's nice to see later hours, especially this time of year when the weather's perfect.
Yeah.
At night, anyway. I know you're hot during the day, but the weather has been at night very nice down there.
Absolutely.
So, what else we have here? Head over to news today. Filming beginning soon for Marvel Hawkeye Disney Plus series. That sounds interesting, John.
Yeah. They were supposed to do, I think, his and Black Widow, too. So, maybe some of the side characters, I guess, because Hawkeye never had a big role in the movies as some of the other ones. So,
yeah. Well, I know that they did the the Black Widows has her own movie coming out. And I think Hawkeye is the Disney Plus one they're doing.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it would be on Disney Plus. So, but yeah, that sounds good.
So I'm excited when they add anything to the Marvel Universe. I'm still just sad that Robert Downey Jr. is no longer around.
Doug, you would be proud. Lisa just brought out the groceries, put them in the car, and she walked the cart back to the cart return area.
Oh, I'm very, very proud of her.
So, there you go.
They did a Black Panther tribute to Mr. Chadwick, which was very nice of them. They're going to do at the beginning of the new Black Panther, they're going to have a tribute to Mr. Chadwick, which is, that's very nice. Bob Iger said there's going to be a tribute to him in the movie.
That's cool.
So Disney updates Marvel Studios opening with a tribute to Chadwick Boseman for the Black Panther. So he did a good job in that. The Black Panther, like I said, it was a good movie, but it was great. It would be slow, then fast, and slow. You know, I loved a lot of parts of it, but there were some seriously slow parts in that movie.
Yeah, I felt the same. So, I mean, it was a good movie, and I liked the character and stuff, but yeah, it wasn't my favorite Marvel movie of them all. So, but of course, that's like saying your favorite Star Wars movie, so I still enjoyed it, you know?
So, absolutely. New Tangled, Dooney and Burke bags, John. You can go get Lisa one of them.
Yeah, probably not right now.
And it says Disney Springs bus hours extended beginning tomorrow, John, which that's good news for you. That's more people driving, which means hopefully maybe the faster you get behind the wheel.
Yeah, it means more hours too. It means maybe more bid lines and a chance to maybe get a better route and a better schedule. So,
John, what's this? Walt Disney Company files permits for Tom Sawyer's Island at the Magic Kingdom?
Uh-oh, Doug.
Walt Disney has filed a new permit for construction on Tom Sawyer's Island at the Magic Kingdom. The permit references only general construction at 4975 Caribbean Way, the address of Tom Sawyer's Island. Disney has hired CEC General Contractors Incorporated for the work, which is basically basic repairs, dude. I'm hoping it's basic demolition.
Yeah, I don't see him getting rid of that anytime soon. Any of the construction that hasn't been started already, I don't see being done. So, yeah, I think Tom Sawyer's Island is going to be around here for a little while longer.
No, I hope not, John. I hope not. What else do we have here? This is all at over Universal. We don't want nothing there. Oh, that was pretty cool too. The Disney legend and the former Imagineer, that Wing Chow, was the Emperor on that Mandalorian episode. That was pretty cool to see, John.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, wasn't it? That was neat.
Yeah. You get a
there you go, Doug. Warm brown sugar stuffed pretzel at Refreshment Outpost. It can't be like a nacho pretzel or something like that, can it? Or a nacho cheese pretzel or jalapeno. Because they got rid of my jalapeno pretzels that I like so much. But no, it has to be a warm sugar stuffed pretzel. So.
It doesn't even look enticing, John.
No, it doesn't.
Know what I got really good at last weekend, which it's off duty now for like the next 6 months probably. We went to that Philly soft pretzel because I told you we have them all over. You don't have them down there, do you?
No.
They are a franchise.
We've got a couple of different pretzel places in the mall. It might be one of them that you see in the mall every once in a while, but maybe
you would know these. The ones that are usually in the mall, there's Auntie Anne's, and they have those buttered pretzels, which are But the Philly soft pretzels up here, dude, now they started to do a Philly soft pretzel stuffed with cheesesteak in it.
Oh, God.
It is so good, John.
Sounds like you could barely contain the dang stuff.
So. Dude, they're pretzel balls is what they are with cheesesteak in them. They are so good, John. So they got pretzel hot dogs and pretzel cheesesteaks. You know how I got to, like, Brenda's going to have to put an electric force field up to keep me out of this joint.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure left to your own devices, that would be lunch every other day.
Yes, but thank goodness I'm working union, so I can't leave the building. So it has to be a weekend or every other weekend kind of deal.
Tell you what, that does sound awful good right now.
Dude, they were awesome. And they're not expensive. You get a cup full of them. There's like six of them in there. It's like $3.50, John.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
No. What is this? Spice up your life with a Sapphire at the Sapphire Holiday Kitchen? What the hell is this one, John?
I'm trying to find it.
I got it. While Morocco has seen its fair share of issues this year, this hasn't stopped Disney from opening the Sapphire Holiday Kitchen at the Taste of the Holidays. And it's the grilled lamb, kefka kebab, and grapes, and the confit of chumarola chicken drum. But the spicy... the grilled lamb kefka and grapes with Euro cucumbers, red peppers, pickled pearl onions, and harissa cilantro dressing for $9. It looks very interesting, John. I bet you and Lisa really enjoy that.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that sound pretty good there. So there's a lot of interesting food at the festival.
Oh, it's nice. Again, as we mentioned many times here, it's nice that they have actually changed it up a little bit and added some things besides, you know, like you said, just having a wiener over at the Germany Pavilion. They actually have a couple different options this year.
Yeah, not just another bratwurst on a pretzel roll.
Yeah, you got new alcoholic beverages too, John, at the English Gardens at Taste of Epcot International. So they got some new beers over there. You can head over and check them out.
Let's take a look. The English Garden at United plays host to a pair of holiday beverages as part of the Epcot Festival. The 2020 Taste of Epcot International Festival of the Holiday takes place November 27th through the December 30th. Let's see. The Twinings Iced Christmas Toddy.
What's your thoughts on that?
I might give that a shot. I don't know. I never, obviously, living here, I'm not a big fan of hot chocolate and
hot fries and
all that stuff, but I wouldn't mind on a chilly day trying something like that.
Well, I'm the same way here, John. Like, it hasn't even been hot enough for me to really drink my coffee in the morning. It has to be cold for me to drink hot beverages.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel right, so.
But they get a new sweet potato casserole funnel cake comes to the American Adventure. You have any interest in that, John?
Probably not. not the biggest sweet potato fan.
And then the Shanghai Holiday Kitchen brings new beef rice bowl and curry chicken bowl. They look pretty good, John. Change it up a little bit. What do we have here? The American Holiday Table serves up jackfruit pot pie. That looks pretty good. And pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie?
And then they have the Tuscan holiday kitchen rings in another year with a frozen disappointment, they're saying. They have a turkey poutine around World Showcase with a boozy eggnog return to refreshment port. But I'll tell you what, the turkey poutine, that looks really good. It has cranberries, turkey, and then the brown gravy on top of the really good-looking french fries, John. That looks pretty good. I would be for that.
You know, that looks good, but it doesn't really sound right because you're thinking of turkey and french fries and poutine. But if you think about it, really it's just a version of mashed potatoes.
Absolutely.
So, you know what I mean? And you put all that together with your Thanksgiving dinner, so why not?
Yeah, it's a pumpkin gingerbread cheesecake is what they're offering. I'll tell you what, my buddy John this week, his wife brought, for a surprise on Friday, she stopped by our job and brought us in these pumpkin pastries, John. They were like cream-filled pastries with pumpkin, like, cream. Oh, my God, was it out of this world good, because it wasn't overly sweet. It was really, really good. So, thank you, Lisa. She's a big Disney nut.
Good deal.
And anyway, I'm trying to get to this. They have a slow-roasted turkey with stuffing, mashed potato, green beans, and cranberry sauce for $5.75 at the American Pavilion. Now, that's a good deal, John.
Yeah, and filling, and then put you in mood for a nap, and you head right over and watch the live, help me out, the caroling from
what are you talking about?
Voices of Liberty.
You got me off guard there. Voices of Liberty, yes.
Yeah, so.
Dude, this pot pie at the American Pavilion for $5.50 looks absolutely scrumptious. That really looks good. I love a good pot pie. Do you like pot pie?
When you can get a good one. I mean, really, never had them out a whole lot. So the only ones I know are frozen ones, and they're not all that great. So
I have to give you the name of one that I get. I can't. They're in the freezer right now because they're low on sodium and they're high on flavor, John. They're phenomenal.
Okay.
And I'll tell you which ones they are because they're not really expensive. They're not huge. They're a good size. What me and Brenda do is I make them the night before. And then throw them in my thermos. She heats them up in the morning and puts them in my thermos for me, and they're out of this world.
She puts the pot pie in your thermos?
Absolutely. She warms it up in the morning and puts it in the thermos, and it stays warm for me to eat at 9:30, like hot as hell, and it's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, all you do is, what I do is we cook the pot pie the night before, and then we break it all up into the bowl.
Yeah.
Crunch it all up. Wrap it up, put it in the bowl, and then in the morning she heats it back up and then puts it in my thermos, and it's good. It might be a nice little treat for you at work because they're not expensive and it's a good lunch.
Yeah. All right.
For something different, you know, you can't eat cold sandwiches, and, you know, at least it's healthier for me than eating, you know, I don't like to eat a lot of lunch meat.
Yeah. Yeah, no, actually where I'm at right now, we have a break room and microwaves and refrigerators and the whole bit, so it makes bringing any leftovers really handy to heat up. So
yeah, I'll give you the name. I can't remember the name. They're in the freezer right now. The reason we started to get them is because of Mom with the low sodium, and they're phenomenal. Because we and Brenda don't use a lot of salt anyway. We use spices more than salt.
Yep.
See anything else here, John?
Something absolutely personally just does not sound appealing to me. New pumpkin spice margarita, giant. Well, all right, that one, but maybe the giant tostado and more. Los Posadas had Mexico. So a pumpkin spice margarita, Doug, are you in?
No, I'm out just because of it being pumpkin spice. You know my theory on that.
Yeah,
it aggravates.
Although the dulce de leche churro sounds pretty good.
I bet it would be pretty good.
Yeah, and and then there's a tamal de pollo, braised chipotle chicken served in a corn masa with yellow mole and topped with toasted pumpkin seeds. That doesn't sound bad. Yeah, the toasted pumpkin seeds would be fine.
No, I'm good with that. Just as long as they don't put pumpkin spice on the pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, I mean, I would try it. Brenda would probably like the pumpkin spice margarita, so I would take a sip.
Yeah, I just don't know. Pumpkin spice and tequila just doesn't sound appealing. But
I'm surprised it don't have avocado in it
and bacon.
What's this? New charcuterie and cheese plate and ginger blonde house ale. That looks pretty good, John. It's at the holidays at the Festival of the Holidays. Where's it at? What? It does look pretty good. I'm trying to see what kitchen is at. This site loads horribly, don't it, John?
Yeah.
The way it kicks you back out after you're where you were, it puts you to a crazy part.
Yeah, I think this is at the Germany Pavilion.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, charcuterie board. Yeah, something a little lighter.
And it's different, if you follow me. It isn't the same. It has a nice little setup to it. So, I'm in. I'd like to try new things, new displays, and I think they did a pretty good job with that one. I'd like to try it.
Yeah, sounds good.
What else do you have?
And now that the holidays are here, joining Anna and Elsa and Mickey and Minnie and their separate cavalcades. This is a Santa Claus cavalcade going around World Showcase, and that looks really cool.
It's so sad this year with the way, because I seen that Disney show, and they actually did I actually looked on Disney Plus. They got the decorations with Whoopi Goldberg. She does a whole behind the scenes on how the parks are decorated and how they do everything overnight. Like, they planted like thousands of poinsettias at night and put all the trees up, and then they showed at Disneyland the girl putting the snow turrets on the castle, if you follow me, over the spires of the castle. They have the they slide right over top, and they were showing all that, and then they showed the overlays of the Jack Skellington, and we've talked about that. I'm not a big fan of Nightmare Before Christmas, John.
No, it's not my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do next? Christmas Before Halloween and put Santa Claus in Halloween? I mean, I just don't. I want my Halloween to be Halloween and my Christmas to be Christmas. Ghouls don't go for Christmas to me, do you?
Yeah, I don't know. To each their own. And there's a lot of people that do enjoy it. So, you know, not mine, but that's all them.
Just like some people like Tom Brady and the Patriots and some don't. I mean, you know, and some people hate all the Boston teams and some love them. I'm not mentioning any names, but I get it.
And some people like sweet plum wine, sugar plum wine. So, you know.
Cool, handsome, athletic, strong men drink sugar plum wine, John.
All right. You say so.
What's this? New aerial photo shows that a fence has been installed around Walt Disney's personal airplane, currently located at the studios. Why is that covered in, John?
I have no idea. Why would all of a sudden they need to put up a fence for that?
Yeah, I don't know why. What, is somebody trying to escape? Some of the employees with it that have been laid off, trying to make some extra money? Walt Disney's personal... Oh, no, it's actually backstage at the Animal Kingdom. Personal airplane now covered and fenced in backstage at Disney's Animal Kingdom? Like, what... What caused that? They moved it from the studios. Remember, you used to be able to see it at the studios.
Yeah, it used to be part of the backstage tour. Back lot tour. Yeah. So.
Back in 2018, we reported that the Grumman G159 Gulfstream 1, which Disney used to travel back and forth between Burbank and Orlando when the company was acquiring the land that would become Walt Disney World, has been relocated to backstage area and surrounded by barricades since the closure of the studio's backlot tour at Disney's Hollywood Studios, where it was on display. Since the plane has been covered in a protective silver wrap below, you can see here, now they put a fence up around it. While backstage, the plane, affectionately dubbed the Mouse, has been repainted back to its original color scheme, complete with a large orange stripe. Originally, the N732G was the tail number on Walt Disney World, used the Gulfstream with the belonging to the Queen airplane, used while originally scouting land for the Florida project. The tail numbers then moving to the King Air before finally settling on the beloved Gulfstream that everyone knows as Walt's plane. It was actually FAA controlled, who named the plane Mickey Mouse. The FAA named it Mickey Mouse, using the call instead of previously used name among Walt's plane, Metro, and thus the Mouse was born. So the FAA is who named that plane. In addition to serving as the scouting plane during the land purchase, the Mouse became the most utilized Gulfstream in a worldwide corporate service due to infamous flights carrying Disney executives weekly to New York and Florida in 64 and 65. Dude, you know how scary that plane must have been to fly in back then? I mean, I'm afraid to get on our newer technology. I couldn't imagine, but back then it was the latest and greatest.
Yeah, and well-traveled.
He flew it in the World's Fair after shuttling Imagineers from Burbank to Orlando, and after executives had graduated the corporate jet, it was finally retired. What year do you think it was retired, John?
Probably 70, 71.
Dude, nope. 1992 that plane was retired.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but I imagine it sat at a hangar for a long time doing nothing.
Well, so. It said it would bring it back and forth. The Imagineers, they got to fly on it. Walt was too good for it at that point. While we don't know if or when the plane will ever be on public view again, it is nice to see the plane get some attention and care as Walt Disney World approaches the 50th anniversary. Keep reading this website for preparation for the celebration. So what this leads me to believe, I wonder if they're going to bring it out somehow, John, to display it for the 50th somewhere.
Yeah, maybe they would. That would make a lot of sense. Maybe at some point they'd have a enhanced or a more in-depth version of One Man's Dream where it could be displayed along with that. So,
yeah, I'm just thankful that's still going, John.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very, very cool part of Hollywood Studios.
I was thinking they were going to shut that down sooner than later. What about you?
I don't know. There's still a lot of sentimentality when it comes to Walt Disney out there, especially in the fan community. So I think that would get a lot of flack if they decided to shut that down.
Well, I pray to goodness they don't, John. What else we have here? I'm just trying to go through, and we'll be done in a second, so you can get your butt home. You see anything else you want to talk about?
No, I don't see a whole lot right here. I think just a bunch more food
and, you know, stuff like that around. It is sad. I mean, John, if you do get a chance, I was talking about that Whoopi Goldberg with all the decorations and the overlays, and I do wish that they would do It's a Small World the way they do the Disneyland version. And theirs is much nicer. I do like the way theirs starts off outside. It looks more grandiosa, if you follow me, the way it's set up with all the outside of that one. You have seen that before, haven't you?
Yeah. There's a couple. And they have the storybook canal boats that go outside, too. And yeah, I wish we did have more attractions that did that outside loop. I think really the only one that I can think of off the top of my head is Test Track, right?
Yeah, Test Track, you know. Yeah, that's about it. Like, because I know Disneyland, you start off outside. Like, even the Haunted Mansion's different. Their Haunted Mansion's different. But, like, even Pirates, with the way that's set up, it's a lot different than ours. But I do wish they would do the overlays that they do on all those dolls at Disneyland. I mean, the amount of work that takes, John, is ridiculous. They put something on every single doll in It's a Small World. That's an undertaking.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
And I feel sad for our friends Robbie and all of our friends out there at Disneyland. Dude, you know how awesome it must be to see the way they decorate Disneyland? Like, Disneyland is, like we've talked a million times, is more for the locals than what Disney World is. And I know the locals do go to Disney World, but I mean more tourists go to Disney World than Disneyland. And I feel sorry for the locals because you know how much tradition that must be for them just to go see all the decorations every Christmas?
Yeah, that's got to be heartbreaking. And now, to jump on something else about football, and now apparently the 49ers can't even play football because I think San Francisco's said a no contact sports are allowed for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I don't know what they're doing out in California. And I don't know whatever they're doing apparently is not working because I think they're still leading the country in the COVID cases too. So.
Yeah, but the governor had some wine parties and all. He's okay. Him and his party don't get it. It's just everybody else can get it,
yeah,
right, John?
Exactly.
Oh, it's sad out there. Very, very sad. Good things, though, is they did. Did you watch that Disney show, John, at all?
No, I didn't get a chance. I forgot about it, and then by the time I thought about it, it was already off, and I didn't get a chance to record it. I forgot. So.
Well, the behind the scenes is really good. You could probably get it on demand, John. I'm sure you get it on your.
Yeah, I would think so. Now that I'm caught up on Mandalorian, maybe I can watch your Animal Kingdom show too. So.
You're gonna like that more than the Mandalorian.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I do. Blow things out of proportion.
No, I do, and I'm the number one Star Wars fan on the planet. So if I like it more.
I'm sitting next to Lisa, and she hears you, and she's laughing because you're full of it.
No. Dude, I even bought a new BB-8 ornament yesterday for the tree.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I am
you?
Number one.
No, she's talking smack right now about your fantasy football team, so you best be careful.
Oh, stop it already. Tell her she's going down now today. I'm going to put the real players
in. Now he's fired up. He's going to go recruiting some people.
No. And what's this about? Speaking of number one Star Wars fan, Ben Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Reforged Skywalker legendary lightsabers. It seems some Durkaz shipments have been diverted to Shop Disney. Three legendary lightsabers halt previously only available down there. I think they're going to be on Shop Disney now. They're starting to sell lightsabers, John.
I would think a lot of merchandise that was previously available only in the parks is now going to be available on Shop Disney to make it a little easier for some of that stuff to get out with the limited capacity we have in the parks and stuff.
How much you think the Ben Solo lightsaber is? It comes in a box, too, John. You get a carrying case.
Yeah, $175.
Ooh, you're good. You're going to think this is a bargain. $139.
Look at me.
The Luke Skywalker one is $139. And then the Reforged Skywalker lightsaber hilt is $129.99. I like that one better than... I wouldn't buy Luke's. You know my feelings on Luke's. I would get Ben Solo's before I would get Luke's.
Yeah.
The manly man, you know what I'm saying? Us sugar plum drinkers, you know, us real men. So, anywho, Lisa's back. I won't hold you up too long. I hope you guys and all of our listeners had a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. How'd your meal turn out, John? Good?
Oh, yeah, it was good. I smoked turkey for most of the day, and we had it around the evening. And usually we don't have a whole lot of people over anyway, but this year it was just us three because, we wanted to limit the party size and everything. So it was a nice, peaceful day. That was disappointing of all the football games. The only one that I really wanted to watch was the Steelers and the Ravens, and that was the one that didn't show up. They couldn't play because of COVID. But, yeah, the football games were not all that exciting. So.
No, like I said, I got to giggle the whole second half of the Washington game and Cowboys, so that was happy times to me. So that was like the icing on my wife's peanut butter pie.
There you go. How'd your meals turn out?
Awesome. Brenda's an awesome cook. I was her sous chef for the day. I just helped out when she needed me and then stayed out of the way, but she did a sweet and spicy sausage stuffing, which was out of this world. She did the broiled Brussels sprouts. You guys ever do them with the bacon?
No, I need to try that one. We roast Brussels sprouts all the time, and we try that. But, yeah, I want to try it a couple of different ways. But for me to eat Brussels sprouts, they have to be crispy. I can't stand them mushy.
Yeah, that's how she does them when she broils. They're really good. She does a good job with them. They were out of this world. The turkey was perfect. The mashed taters were good. My mother-in-law makes a... You ever have cream cabbage, John?
No, but I probably should have, being German.
Yeah, she does this cream cabbage. It's a form of coleslaw, but it's really, really good. She enjoys that. And then Mom made her wonderful sweet potato casserole. So we ate good, John.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But I hope everybody had a happy, safe, and healthy Thanksgiving, and hopefully we can get this COVID behind us so we can all go enjoy the parks.
Yeah, and get back to enjoying the holidays together instead of having to do them all separated up like we did. So
that was very, very sad. But all right, John, I got to get on to my studying because I got to take Lisa down now this week.
She's giggling at you.
Yeah. Mm. She won't be giggling about 10:30 tomorrow night. That's all I have to say.
All right.
You know, so get the hanky out for those tears, John. So I'm going to be drinking multiple glasses of plum wine and going, champion over here.
Toasting your victory, is that it? Okay.
Yeah, with my pinky out, John, as I'm drinking my plum wine. So, but again, everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a great day.
Bye. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.